Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Nurturers Corners Blog Talk Radio Show, where our theme is being a positive change agent in a negatively changing world. We're so glad that you've joined us tonight, and we are super excited to have our special guest with us on tonight, none other than mompreneur and soon-to-be author, none other than the precious Jennifer Jones. Have you joined us?
I'm here.
Awesome, awesome. Well, welcome to the show, and thank you so much for being on the show. It is such a privilege and an honor to have you, as you are somebody that's on my list to grow up to be like. So I certainly appreciate you for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the show. Like, I wasn't expecting it, but I am grateful for the opportunity and the open doors. This is great, and I'm excited to share some nuggets with aspiring mompreneurs and mompreneurs that's doing it and making it happen.
Awesome, awesome. I certainly feel you, and I've been watching you, of course, for a few years, and just loving what I'm seeing and definitely inspired by it. So why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I am a mom of one. I have a six-year-old son. So he is my world, and a lot of what I do is for him, you know, to show him that, you know, it's okay to be a parent and still make things happen. I'm a full-time graduate student right now, studying school psychology, so I'm studying to be a psychologist. I work for Chicago Public Schools, so I am an employee somewhat, and I also have a few business endeavors, one of which is Single Love Chronicles, which is a book, that just is a memoir-style book/journal that kind of goes through different scenarios that single women face on their single journey. And it's also a singles community. And you can find us on Facebook just by typing in Single Love Chronicles. Also, I am working on another book, and I'm not going to say anything yet. I'm not going to spill the beans. So that's where I'm at right now. I have a couple of other endeavors. I have a clothing line that I'm working on called Modesty, which is faith-based inspired tees. So I am working on the website and working on some more designs. So you guys will be seeing it soon in the social media world. So that's a little bit about me in a nutshell.
Wow. That is a big nutshell. Love it, love it, love it. I love it all. New book, existing group on Facebook and social media, and a new clothesline. I love it. What's not to be inspired, right? So
yes.
As mompreneur, what are the positive adjustments? I mean, because you're definitely that, a mompreneur. I love it. And did you mention that it's little Wesley? He is a Wesley Jim indeed. His name certainly fits him. So what, as a mompreneur, what are the positive adjustments you've had to make to balance who you are, the mother, the student, the author, the designer? What positive adjustments have you had to make to balance all of that?
Well, I would say time management, but that word I think is so much easier said than done when you're actually doing stuff. So one thing that I really, really try to focus on is including my child in every single thing that I do. Because I think as a parent, being one in business and being a student and working and trying to have a, you know, balance your wellness, like sometimes you push your children to the side. And so in pretty much everything I do, I try to include him. So in my businesses, like he will see me taking down orders, asking me questions, seeing me promoted on social media, see me wearing my brand. As being a student, I, you know, sometimes will take him on campus with me. He's been a class with me. He sees me doing homework. I'll sit him down and work on his homework and then say, okay, you got it. Now you finish. And now mommy's going to start her homework. So instead of saying, you know, use an excuse of, well, you know, I have to be a mom, I can't, I always say, well, I'm a mom and I'll figure it out along the way. So I really, like, the most important thing is really just making sure that Wesley feels included in everything that I do and that he understands that, you know, you're not a burden to what I'm doing, that this is also something, you're my business partner, you're my supporter, you help me in school. So I always want him to feel as though, like, he's a part. So that's, like, kind of like the number one thing that I do to make positive adjustments. The second thing that I do is definitely take time for myself, because that's critical. I think a lot of moms and parents in general just sometimes forget that, well, your well-being and just your own self-care is very important to keep you going with everything that you have going on. You know, you have to be in a positive mindset. So, you know, going to get a massage, going to movies, going out to eat, going to hang out with your friends, you know, reading a book, just taking, like, that time to just really decompress from all the stresses of life. Like, that's really, really key. And also knowing when to shut stuff down, just knowing when to shut it off and say, I've done enough for the night, and that's it. So I think those are just some of the positive adjustments that I've made to kind of keep me balanced, you know, just doing it all. And knowing when to say no, because you can't say yes to everything. So.
I love it. So include your child in everything. Make sure to take self time. Know
yes.
when to quit and know when to say no. I love it. Those are
yes.
some very valuable keys that I definitely have made note of and will sharpen my implementing them into my own life. That is just powerful right there. So let me ask you, what made you realize that you were a mompreneur? And the reason this is an important question on the list is because a lot of people hit and miss because they really don't know who they are or what they're doing. They're just busy. But
right.
I understand that entrepreneur is a particular kind of person who sets up and runs a business. So what made
right.
you realize that you are a mompreneur?
Well, it's something that I feel as though has been kind of been ingrained in me since I was a child. You know, I remember going with my grandmother and going to help her do her floral arrangement business, helping her sell her Mary Kay. And she did it all, you know, being a grandmother, being a mom. She was still a wife at the time. And she was very active in ministry. And so just me growing up around just her in business and then seeing her cook dinner for my grandfather, and my aunt is in the house, so she was helping my aunt at the time, you know, like, you know, just nurturing her through her graduate studies. I think that was just something that has just been ingrained in me. I would say as a child, like, I set up a little store with some of my neighbors, and we were like collecting dues to build a treehouse and have a club. And so that's just something that I have just been doing since I was a child. But it really started to resonate with me once I got to college, and I was starting to think like, okay, what can I do to make money? What are some things? So in college, that was one thing. So I was like the dorm room hairstylist. So I would like do hair, do sew-ins, do perms, whatever, to kind of make side cash. And then once I actually became a mom and actually started working in like the educational arena and going into my career, I realized like it just wasn't enough, you know, for the goals that I had set. Like I enjoy traveling. I enjoy shopping. I've been exposed to the finer things in life. And I started to realize like, okay, I'm getting a good salary, but, you know, after I pay bills, rent, you know, pay tuition, I don't have no money left over for myself. So I really just started to think about like, what is it that I can do to just earn some extra income to just achieve my goals and travel more and start to save more and start to think about like, okay, if I want to buy a house, if I want to, you know, buy a newer car, if I want to, you know, put my son in a certain program, like, well, what is it that I can do to just bring home some additional income? And then it's like, as I've now matured, it's like, okay, God, I know you've placed some like talents in me. So now what is it that I can do to share to somebody else to help them first? And then what is it that I can do that I can also, you know, benefit my family in the long run? So I think that's kind of what's really made me realize like I'm a mompreneur more than I am an employee. So.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Mompreneur more than an employee. So that college life and actually becoming a mom, those two combined just open your eyes to who you were raised to be is what it sounds like. So that is powerful. As such, are there common roadblocks or when I say common, meaning things that you've noticed that are familiar with all mompreneurs, that you've learned to recognize and avoid?
Oh, yeah. Every opportunity, you know, is not you. Every opportunity that comes to you and presents itself may not be the one for you. You know, I've dabbled in a lot of entrepreneurial endeavors and, you know, just kind of got my feet wet in full-time entrepreneurship, part-time entrepreneurship, and just a lot of different things. And what I've come to realize is, like, it's not okay to jump in blindfolded with 2 feet first, you know. And sometimes people say, just jump. Mm-hmm. But as a mother, you have to sit back and really calculate everything that will affect your child. Because as a business mom, everything you do affects your child. So every opportunity is not the one that may be the best fit for your family. So I would say those are some roadblocks, just jumping in sometimes without actually analyzing how would it affect your child. Also, you know, doing things that takes up too much of your time, because you have to balance out your time. You have to, because
that's
before
good.
You look up, and it's like you burnt out, you're tired, you're fussing, you're snapping at your kids, you don't want to be around anybody, you're going through depression, and it's just because you have just overcommitted your time. So I would say that's something that mompreneurs, I see that often, giving up too fast. That's a common roadblock. We don't see the harvest right then and there. So it's like, oh, my gosh, why am I doing this? Okay, you know, don't give up on it. Sometimes you have to sometimes you have to go a longer route and kind of mature a little bit more to even handle the things that God is placing you to actually do. So I think, you know, just not having that I'm a quit, it's not for me type of mentality are some common roadblocks that I would see. Another one is, you know, just continue to be a learner. Like, don't say, you know, I'm never doing entrepreneurship again, or I don't need a coach, or nobody can help me. No, you cannot do it on your own. Don't think just because you're a mom and you have experience in a certain area that you still don't need to learn your craft. And you need somebody to coach you through your craft. So it's okay to invest in yourself. So common roadblock, not investing in yourself. It's okay to invest in yourself because that's how you perfect yourself. Another thing to avoid is talking too early. So we get ideas, especially like if you are innovative or a creative or an influencer, sometimes you get ideas in your sleep. You can be driving down this road and like ideas and things just are coming to you. And sometimes you may speak on it too fast instead of just writing it down or really asking and praying and seeking to see, why did I get this idea? What is this for? Is this even for me? Because sometimes you may get ideas for somebody else that you may meet, and you're like, man, I had this idea. So speaking too fast on something that may or may not be you, and really not like pondering and sitting and resonating on it to see if this is something that God wants you to actually fulfill, or is it for you to share with somebody else to help them connect their vision. Those are just some common roadblocks that I've personally faced, and just in like my circle of people that I'm connected to on social media who are mompreneurs or moms who have part-time businesses and things like that. Those are kind of like the common areas that I've seen so far.
Wow. Awesome. Awesome. Is there a big difference other than the obvious? And I'm just going to throw this in there to kind of get your maybe off-the-cuff answer. What is there a big difference other than the obvious between a single mompreneur and a married mompreneur that you've seen since you've been in this field?
Well, there's a commonality between the two, just as far as support between the two. You know, you may have a single mompreneur who has a great support system of family, you know, who may have a present father or whatever to help her kind of balance it out with, you know, handling the children or whatever. And then you have the married mompreneur who has a full-fledged family and also has a support system. But then you have the two who don't have either one. So there are some commonalities in there where they may or may not have support system. Now, one thing that I have seen with some married women who are mompreneurs, they do it as a family thing. So the husband is involved in fashion. The husband may have his business that he's running. So they may have one umbrella business, but they may run two completely organizations, you know, two different sectors, but it's under one umbrella. And I think that's an advantage because you're bringing in two different streams for one household, whereas the single mompreneur, it's just all on her. You know, she's just out there hustling and doing what she has to do on her own, where she doesn't have that. She may have an umbrella, but she doesn't have another person to bring in the stream. However, she may have multiple streams under one umbrella, you know. So it just depends on how the two different arenas play it. Me personally, as a single mompreneur, I have multiple endeavors, but I'm only focusing on one at the moment because of school. A friend of mine who is married, like her and her husband run one business together as one, and that's okay. So I think that it has either or has its pros and its cons, you know, because it is nice to have an extra body to kind of glean on with your ideas and things like that, or have that person to help you balance it out. It does help out a lot.
Okay. Wow. Great, 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 great. You definitely have a lot of knowledge in this field, and I love it. Let me ask you, how long have you been actively as a mompreneur?
I would say August 5th, 2012, I would think that was like the first time that I've actually like considered and said, you know what, I'm going to do it, you know. So I would say 2012 was like the year of Jen Jones, the mompreneur, and really
wow.
kind of getting my feet wet in like the entrepreneurial world.
Right. Wow. That is powerful that you have gained so much knowledge and confidence in such a short time. So that is highly commendable. And like I said, I secretly admire and look forward to being like you when I grow up.
I'll be like you.
Well, it is such a refreshing that to be able to bounce off of each other in our endeavors. So definitely I'm appreciative of that. And then I want to just, if you can just give us maybe about a good 3 minutes at least. We really are rolling right along here, short amount of time, but very impactful in the knowledge that you and experience that you shared. So just want you to give myself and our listeners, what advice, I guess part A would be, what advice do you have for those of us who maybe don't consider ourselves to be mompreneurs, but we do have a mind to support mompreneurs. And then for those of the audience that are mompreneurs, what advice do you have for us to help with the positive change that mompreneurs are trying to project into their worlds and into the world at large? What advice do you have for us?
Okay, so part A, so how can you support a mompreneur? Just get involved, you know, get involved. If it's, I posted something on social media today just talking about if a celebrity comes out with something, how we are just so prone to just go and do it. You know, Starbucks put out the unicorn frappe and it just blew up on social media. Well, if you see a woman who you know is a mother, who you know is on her A game, taking care of her child, and you see she's promoting a business, starting a small business, whatever it is, take some time to find out, reach out to her, figure out what can I do to help you, what can I do to support you. You know, even if you don't physically purchase a product, just word of mouth is like the biggest marketing tool that we can actually have, because we everything that we learn and we buy and we purchase is from somebody who we heard rant and rave about. We go on Yelp and we look at reviews. So really just figure out how you can be supportive of that mompreneur and her endeavors. Get involved with her mission and her purpose. Find out why she's doing it, you know, because, yeah, we do it for income, but it's also for a greater purpose than income. Find out why we're doing it. You know, it could be I'm trying to save for my kids' college fund. You know, I'm trying to set up a scholarship program from other mompreneurs, or, you know, I'm trying to save up for a family vacation. Just get involved and really, really understand why they're doing what they're doing. Share their mission. I think that's like the greatest thing that anybody can do, is just really to get an understanding of where we come from. So that's how you can support a mompreneur. And of course, you know, be a patronize their business. You definitely want to support. So if you are a mompreneur, the advice I would give you is to keep going. Go in on like, what is your why of why you're doing your business? Why are you doing it? You know, it has to be greater than making money. It has to be greater than, you know, saving $500 or $600. It has to be bigger than that. What's your vision for your business? where do you want it to go in the next year, the next 5 years? Really set up a plan for your business. To involve your family, involve your children, let everybody get on board with what you're doing, and that way you can start to create and develop a support system for your business so you won't feel alone. You know, if you're single, find other single mompreneurs, and you guys can bounce ideas off of each other. If you're married, consult with your spouse. Talk to them about your vision. You know, if they don't support it, find out why. You know, figure out a way that you can get them on board with what your vision is and why you're doing it for your family's sake and for others' sake. Mompreneurs, continue to invest in yourself and invest in your business. It makes you a better parent. It makes your children better, and it makes your business grow. So continue to invest in yourself. And it's okay if you sometimes have to go. I'm back in school. You know, I'm back in school to get my master's, and it's for a greater purpose. It's not just to be a school psychologist in the school system, but it's for a whole nother purpose that's bigger than me and bigger than the school system. So really continue to be a lifelong learner. Also, don't let your why be your why not. So don't say, because I'm a mom, I can't, or it won't, you know. Use your children as your motivators, because they are they are the biggest fans that you'll ever have, the biggest fans you'll ever have. So that's all the advice that I have.
Wow, that was powerful. I love that last statement. Don't let your why be your not, why not. Powerful. Well, Madam Mompreneur Jennifer Jones, this has been awesome. Thank you so much. From me and the listeners, we certainly appreciate what you have to offer, what you've exposed and shared with us tonight, and definitely what you're doing everywhere. And we certainly support you in every way possible. So you got Take the chance right now and look up Jennifer Jones, look up Single Love Chronicles, whatever you do. Do exactly what she said. Be a supporter as you want to be supported, because it's all about being a positive change agent in a negatively changing world. We can make it turn. So having said that, we say thank you again, Mompreneur.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
And we look forward to having you again sometime. Everyone,
Absolutely. Next
week we will have none other than Dr. Tiffany Crutcher right here next Friday at 9 p.m. So we look forward to hearing you listening on the call. Good night from the Nurturer. Lady C, signing out.